TheRadioAntenna.com.
You know, he'd been busted in his subsequent resignation to make his wife come out and stand next to him as he was making the announcement. Do you think it was fair to have her there? And she would have been very embarrassing for him.
No, it's a great technique, especially for all the men out there that are voters, because you want to show them, look, see, this is what I've had to put up with all these damn years. Why do you think I bring Maria with me all the time? I say, look at her. She looks like a cadaver. Now you know.
The governor obviously counting down to St. Patrick's Day and getting in a little bit early. I think it's wise that you just get to the office and out of the car as soon as possible. Thank you for joining us this morning, the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey.
Broad and the Flag for Breakfast. 96 FM.
I'm standing in line to clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win. I'm gonna be a rock star.
Nickelback, quarter to nine on 96 with Rod and the Flag for Breakfast. Speaking of rock stars, there's a few of them left in the A to Z of rock classics. Fido will finish counting them down, or begin the finish, if you know what I mean. We've got a day's worth up our sleeve. Just about through 500 of them. That's starting from 9 o'clock today. And speaking of rock stars, a couple in town over the next couple of days, the West Coast Blues and Roots Festival.
Can I tell you, just a little bit overexcited, because obviously Sunday, the Blues and Roots Festival, John Fogerty is the headline act, and obviously...
Oh, talk about the tears yesterday when you thought you were going to miss him because we're working on Saturday night, and you thought he was playing Saturday night.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Sunday night. I've cheered up again. Because obviously it's you don't get many opportunities to see, obviously, the lead man from Creedence, and he's got so many great solo albums as well.
Tomorrow will be a corker as well, Xavier Rudd, Cruel C, Don McLean, amongst many others.
And let's not forget... lead man of the Kinks, Ray Davies, doesn't do many concerts these days.
If you were with us an hour or so ago, we plucked a name from the barrel after asking what's it worth for you to take off from Perth over the last week and having all sorts of ridiculous things traded for the chance to win six nights in Saigon. Tammy's name came out, and if you don't remember, Tammy traded a VCR, an old one that doesn't work, that's got a tape jammed in it. It doesn't seem like a big deal until we discovered that the tape was of an adult nature and was a 1980s style.
Yeah, so it's well over 20 years old.
There may be some big hair involved. In fact, I'm not going to investigate that any further. She needs to get here before 9 o'clock with that VCR, though. There's the challenge. She's got 12 and a half minutes up her sleeve. Of course, traffic is absolute mayhem in the morning at the moment, according to Jeff. We'll get the details as to how close she might be with Jeff in traffic next.
Rod and the Flag for Breakfast. 96 FM. The West Coast Blues and Roots Festival 2008 happens tomorrow with awesome acts, including John Fogerty,
the old man is down the road,
Don McLean, an exclusive reformation of the Cruel C. Ray Davies from the Kinks, and many, many more. Tickets are still available from sunsetevents.com.au. It's the ultimate music lovers weekend. The 5th annual West Coast Blues and Roots Festival 2008. Supported by 96FM, where it's all about the music.
Remember those TV ads for Bolle with a couple rolling around in the...
rain checks. This is Jeff. More traffic for your drive to work in just 15 minutes on 96FM.
Thank you, Jeff. Did you see the footy show last night?
With Sam Newman. I caught some of it.
A little bit. It was the number one show. I've just got the numbers in. The number one show last night in Perth. So a lot of us are staying up. Did you see Kiss?
No.
Just in case you missed it, Kiss was good, but it was kind of the build-up to it that was the best. Take a listen to this from last night.
To have an act of this size live on the footy show, I mentioned at the start of the show, 90 million albums, and they're back with a song that was number one right around the world. Put your hands together for Chris, Kiss, I should say, and I was made for loving you.
Yeah, so finally, they actually got to throw to the band, but then Billy Brownless wasn't going to let it go.
I'll tell you what, the world's greatest rock and roll band, here they are.
Chris! Yeah, it reminds me of the news stories that we're seeing at the moment out of, and it's bad, the Sudanese rebels are invading Chad, but whenever you, Chad is a country, which is a neighbouring country to Sudan, and whenever you hear a statement from Chad, it just sounds like it's a guy, as opposed to the very successful world-famous band, Chris.
Yes, and if you're driving along to work this morning and going, what does the Sudanese rebels have to do with for the footy show? Absolutely nothing
they
is the answer
next
there.
To Chad, who could actually play host to Chris one day. Right. The soup Dragons now, and hopefully Tammy, with six nights in Saigon, riding on her arrival before 9 on 96.
Don't be afraid of your freedom!
Pursuit Dragons, a classic. I'm free. We've got a few minutes until 9 o'clock when the A to Z of Rock Classics continues with Fido. Before the day is out, I think we'll have counted down 500, by the way. And, gee, an hour and a half ago, thereabouts, we said we need to get Tammy with her bizarre offering for the What's It Worth to Take Off from Perth competition over the last week into the studio before 9 to collect the six nights in Saigon. And she's just walked through the door with 2 minutes ago. Congratulations, Tammy. What, you're watching it and it's seized up and you've gone, well, that's the end of that, I'll just chuck it in the garage?
No, actually, it got left in there and not used for a while, and then when I went to take it out, it was stuck.
Okay. Bastion Bark T-shirt on today, which,
yes.
Of course, is from the Skid Row days.
Yep.
And was that bought at an actual concert?
Yep. Sebastian played here a few months ago, so that he was supporting Guns N' Roses. And it was the most
incredible.
Awesome concert I've ever been to.
Incredible. We would have traded the T-shirt as well, actually. That's, yeah, not at the same time. thank you, Tammy. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Gavin Millar, and a massive weekend of music coming up in Perth. A bit of a preview tonight on The Rock Report. John Fogarty from the Interview Archive, Live Kinks, The Day in Music History, today's latest music news, and that preview of the West Coast Blues and Roots Festival tonight on your 6 o'clock Rock Report.
TheRadioAntenna.com.